sometimes emotional posture can describe a lot. Sometimes the expressive posture, gesture posture.
Hare Krishna. Gold, Hare Gold, Hare Gold, Hare Gold.
Swami Maharaj, he has shown the way to distribute thousands and millions of books is actually making them very colorful with pictures. He has shown like that.
As we associate with these different groups of people, we are indication of support for Krishna consciousness. Then repeatedly we are disappointed, in a sense, that most of the support or most of the people that we contact, they are not very sincere. They may give some support, they may get some sukriti, maybe agyata sukriti, maybe getta sukriti, but sincerity is missing, or deep sincerity or deep understanding, and this we find not very satisfying.
What to do?
What to do? We are successful in our campaign, but we don't
at most. At most, you can change your locality. Even if you are trying somewhere, a little this side you may go, another try another feed, then on the third feed, most you can do like that.
That is what I am doing by your grace.
Ultimately, it is all prearranged. You will think all prearranged.
It seems that to find a sincere soul is so rare that we have to scour the globe to try to find one or two.
Kodishwari Mahamuni, it is already noted in the scripture. What you are searching after, the percentage is very, very high.
So
it is not so easy to find them. Mahaprabhu, after surveying the whole of the South India, he came, and Sarvabhauma, the giant scholar, went to do some service by oiling his feet. Then Mahaprabhu had a talk, this private talk with him. Sarvabhauma, I made such a big tour, but I could not find any devotee of your tribe. Only with the exception of one, Rai Ramananda. Only one I found in my whole troop for 2 years in the land of the Vaishnava and the Acharya. Ramanuj, Madhacharya, all the Acharyas come from South India. And in that land I made such an extensive tour for 2 years. But I could not find a single Vaishnava of your standard. Sarvabhauma was Mayavadi. He has been converted by Mahaprabhu to a particular stage of Vaishnavism. And he told, I could not find a single of your type, only with the exception of Ramananda Rai. He gave me great pleasure. Sarvabhauma answered, so I asked your, my Lord, to meet Ramananda there. Yes, you did. And I was satisfied meeting him only. So I could not find a single Vaishnava of your type in his whole tour, Mahaprabhu himself. So type, a Vaishnava of higher type is not to find here and there like this ordinary. But as much as possible, let us hope one day they will also rise to higher standard. But still remain concerned that this is the highest type of Vaishnava, what Mahaprabhu told us, very rarely to be found.
You also told
then he's gone also at the call of Swami Maharaj, so many came. But they can't stand, they're dispersing gradually, going the lower level. It is not very easy to appreciate and stand in the same plane and the level. Difficult. But still as much as done, that is enough. That is also most valuable if for a minute, for a second, we are in connection with that highest thought that is not to be undermined. Again, that will take me in future paths. That's right connection for the time being, that is also a prayer value. Because these things are very rarely come to this world at that condition. So high degree of self-surrender through love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur.
You also
told in the golden age also, the meritorious persons, they hankered for a birth in Kali Yuga. In the golden Satya Yuga. Kṛtādīṣu prajārājan kalā vicchanti sambhavam. They want a birth in this iron age, in golden age people. Some section of golden age people, they aspire after a birth in this iron age. What for?
What for?
A special grant. Very extraordinary class of grant has been made by the Lord in this Kali Yuga. Kali is Doshaniti Raja Mastikjiku Mahan Guna. One special quality this Kali has got, but others may not have in any time. And that direct by taking through the sound, taking the name, one can attain the highest position.
So
what Mahaprabhu distributed in Kali Yuga, that is not even to be found in golden age, Satya Yuga Teta Yuga. It is so very valuable thing. So a second connection with that very high thing, that is more than many things. Kalaya Sajjana Sangati Reka Bhavati Bhavar Navatarane Naya. If in the second association with a sadhu, that is not lost, that is kept, and one day that will assert gradually and take me to the highest position. Hare Krishna.
So they are wanting to come to Kali Yuga because there's a higher position in Kali Yuga.
The chance, a rare chance. A chance of rare improvement or facility attainment. A very valuable attainment possibility is there in Kali Yuga, but is not found in other good ages ordinarily.
Who is that group in Satya Yuga? In Satya Yuga, you say that there is one section, one group, which wants to come.
That's got some Sukriti. Previous Sukriti. Anyhow, some intuition within them that what is distributed as a special grant in Kali, that is the highest realization. This sort of understanding in the underground consciousness. that is gathered by Sukriti.
Mm. They are unknown
Sukriti. Anyhow, without their consciousness, they have been utilized by the higher devotees. Their energy connected in some way or other with the devotees of that type, unconsciously. Mm. And that is kept there in India under intuition, suppressed in intuition. And that from the intuition, suggestion comes. Let us have a birth there. There something is distributed, is a peculiarly wonderful achievement. And that is a most temptable thing to achieve. The inner suggestion.
And the place they are, Satyayug, it is not so high.
Huh?
It is not so high.
They are not pleased with meditation. Huh. That meditation of the duty, meditation of the quality, this, that. Huh. An ordinary such order. Huh. This love, highest divine love, dealing is not there. That is only the direct transaction with the highest form of divine love is in Kali. Love is greater. There are so many there are also power seekers, so many other tempting things are there. Mm. Go to Narayana, to Ramchandra, to Dharakish, this and that, and so many types of achievement. But the Krishna connection, the Vraja connection, the whole self surrender, and what is the outcome there? That is not to be had anywhere and everywhere. Sayang Bhagavan Krishna. Nandakima Karudvamham Sevamo Jasudabhama. Papuja Shastanam Hari. So thick and thin with that truth, which is impossible to think that Yasoda. Weeping and he is crying, weeping and weeping. And Mother, I won't do this thing. This type of closest connection with the Supreme and some other position also, it is not to be found anywhere. So, Vadhai says, Raghupati Upadhyay. Those that are afraid of this mortal world, let them take resort to Mahabharata, Gita, Vedanta, Puran, etc. But I don't care for that. I want the charm underlying the pastimes that is found in the house of Nanda. Suti Mapari, Smriti Mitari, Suti, Smriti, Puran, so many things. They are also giving very high things, but that is tasteless to me. I want this Nanda and Yashoda. How they have got that very thing, which is so precious and which is sought in such a grand and most painful way to reach there. And that thing has come here as an easy thing like you and me in this way, a family life. A family life we see that problem. Is it reliable? If it is so, I want this and nothing else. No other. The achievement of Vedanta, the achievement of Mahabharata, the achievement of Gita, or the achievement of other Puran, I don't. But Bhagavat has given the family life with this absolute. That is the most charming. I don't go to this Veda, or the Purana, or the Smriti, or the Vedanta, the Tarka, the reasoning, reasonable aspect to understand the absolute. All this mystery. Only I want this. Intimate family life with the Lord.
But in Satyug, 90% of the association is pure devotee.
No, this type of devotee, is unknown. Mass, Satya Yuga, the mass is a better character. Amenable. No much trouble in the administration or in the social dealings. That is Satya Yuga, all God-fearing and general. But that does not mean the highest standard of theism is there. It is not so. The majority is religious minded. That is Satya Yuga. But the standard of theism, religion, that is not very high. That is independent of any yuga, but has special connection with Kali Yuga by the special, by the sweet will of the Lord. When Kali Yuga is coming, approaching, all the good men, the rishis, they are feeling much pain within their heart. The Kali Yuga is coming, how the people will have to suffer. They do the so many various wrong things, and they will have to suffer the consequence. How to save them? The rishis are approaching to us, Vyasdev. The Kali Yuga is coming very soon. How those helpless people, unfortunate people, can be helped? To consult with Vyasdev, the leader of the rishis, they have come. And at that time, Vyasdev has gone to take bath in Saraswati River. The rishis, impatiently, they went to the river, ghat. And there they found that Vyasdev is taking bath and says, "You, Kali, you are very fortunate. You, Shudra, you are very fortunate. You, Stri, female, you are very fortunate." He is uttering these words and taking a bath. They are surprised, the rishis. "We have come, how to help the Kali, the Shudra, Stri, and this Kali Yuga persons." And the best thing says that, "You Kali, you are fortunate, you Shudra, the lower class, you are fortunate. The women section, you are fortunate. What is this?" Then Vyasdev came out. They are standing on the banks of the river. Then they, after giving and taking formal respect, and then asked, "You have come to see me any particular purpose?" "Yes, we came for particular purpose, but before that we want to hear from you. While taking your bath, you were chanting these expressions. Ye Kali Dhanna, women, you are Dhanna, fortunate." "What is the meaning of that?" "But because I saw the Lord has made some special sanction for the Kali Yuga, and that surpasses the fortune of the other Yugas also, if it can be utilized." "Is it so?" Then in his ashram they came and they were discussed elaborately how, what sort of fortune, what is the special grant for the jiva in this Kali. And they went back satisfied, yes. The special incarnation is deputation coming to help the Kali. So when ordinary persons, good persons, they Their heart cries for the pain, misery of the Kali Yuga. The Lord also is there. His heart also melts to help the Kali who are special, especially in under misfortune. And it has been, it is divine permission, providential arrangement that this will be distributed, the hasting will be distributed in the worst of the time. The best thing and the worst. Asatu sada vyayato. Misery attracts, that famine attracts king's donation, special donation, something like that. Gaurhari, Ridhoi, Ridhoi. What's the time?
Ten past nine.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. I shall close now. All of his life he took the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But just at the time of his disappearance, he took the feet of Mahaprabhu, his breast, and his look, eyes fixed in the eye, and the face of Mahaprabhu. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nam Karite Uchcharan, Name Sahit Pran Kaida Utkraman. And when he took the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the light vanished. The whole life, with most earnestness, ideal earnestness, he was taking the name of Krishna. At the last moment, he took the name of Krishna Chaitanya. Then who is Krishna Chaitanya? We are reminded, who is Krishna Chaitanya? The result, the consequence of the whole life taking the holy name, divine name, the last result, the fruit, ripe fruit, came as Krishna Chaitanya, and he disappeared with the sound. This is peculiarity. And Mahaprabhu himself went to the prasad dealers, Haridas Thakuri Mahatsavittari, I have come to beg something, prasad to you, from you, to do the festival of Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu himself has come to beg the dealers. They have come with full pot to give him. Then Swarup Damodar, he stopped them. No, he made some sign, don't give to him, I am making arrangement to take. Then he came to Mahaprabhu, you go, and they all give, and I am taking with him persons. Whatever necessary, I am taking. You please go home to your own quarters. Then, sitting along with the devotees, Mahaprabhu took that prasadam and told, whoever in connection with Haridas Thakur, they will always Krishna for him. In any connection, whoever has taken to him to the burial ground, whoever has helped with a little, throw up little sand to the burial ground, and whoever has come, come to take this prasadam, anyway connection with Haridas Thakur will give you best reward in the divine world. Declared like that. Gauri Gauri. Nidai Namacharya Haridas Thakur.
You are the greatest to Sakara.
whether Mohammedan, by birth or by social custom. Some say Brahmin's son, in childhood he was stolen by some Mohammedan. Anyhow, he was in the Mohammedan society, and they saw that the Mohammedan, we convert Hindus to our religion, and the Hindu converted into Vaishnavism, Mohammedan, could not tolerate. So serious punishment was dealt on him. He was whipped in 22 markets, showing to the people, no such commitment can ever happen. But still Haridas Thakur, he could not live this Krishna now. So heavily punished, still he retained his attachment towards Krishna. And the Mahaprabhu took him to Puri, where they are mainly Hindu population and a hater of Mohammedans. But Mahaprabhu made arrangement to put a special press through the help of the Rajguru and the king to allow Haridas there for 12 or 18 years or so, and he went past before Mahaprabhu. Other devotees, they passed afterwards. Haridas Thakur passed away just before Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Nidai, Gaur Hari Bod. Generally, the sannyasins have got a custom to observe whole months rest in one place during the rainy season. They generally stay in one place for 4 months in this rainy period. And they after the end of the period, in the middle of that, after 2 months, this Purnima, they have a shed, a clean shed.
Today is that
generally, today is the day to have a clean shed for the sannyasins. The name is Vishwarup Khur. Khur means to Khur means the blood by which shaving performed. Vishwarup Khur. The name, this is the cold, this is the shaving. Its name is Vishwarupa. Whether this is to commemorate the name of Vishwarupa, the elder brother of Mahaprabhu who took sannyas and who disappeared in Pandharpur, Siyangapuri gave this news to Mahaprabhu when he visited Pandharpur. They hear that his name was Shankar Aranya, and he disappeared in this holy place. Previous name, Vishwarup. It may be or may not be associated with his name, because from previous time, before his disappearance, these things are going on. So Vishwarup Khur. Vishwakarma Bhuya is finished nearby. And the Vishwarup Khur.
Maharaj, there are 2 verses which are composed by you. In the page of Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj and Srila Gaurakrishna Das Raji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Jagannatha Das Raji Maharaj.
Not Jagannatha Das Raji Maharaj. as you pass, but his name mentioned first in Gaurapiro. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Nantagur, Gaurapiro Babaji, first these three. So that's 2-3 for Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta. And then Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu.
No.
Are you guys coming? No. No. Ramchandra. R.K. Pannadiri ke Jayanti.
This is
scattered sloka. As the Siddhanta is Gauri Ganga Tati Navabhajanava Deepi to Mayapuri Sri Chaitanya Mata Prakasa Gavaru Jivaika Kodranadhi Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Vidhitu Gauri Gudbannai Bhatu Bhanu Viva Bhatu Gavani Rupanu Vipurita mentioned about our Guru Maharaj. What is his position? Who was he of this thing? Gauri Gangotati. Gaur means Bengal. This Rudhi. Generally, Gaur, Pancha Gaur, Pancha Dravid in the south, Pancha Gaur in northern India. But especially Bengal is known as Gaur Bhumi. Gaurabhumi. The Gauri in Bengal, Gangotati near the banks of the Ganges. Pre Gauri Gangotati, Navabharya, the new Vrindavan. Old Vrindavan there, Dabara, and this Navadip, this new Vrindavan. Navabharya, Navadipi, the Navadip. Which is known as New Vrindavan. Navabharya Navadipi to Mayapuri, and within that Navadip, the location is Mayapur. Mayapuri is Sri Chaitanya Mata Prakasa Kavaru, who established an institution there by the name of Sri Chaitanya Mata. Jivaika Kodranadi, and his aim was only to do good to the soul, Jiva soul, to the people. Only his only object was to do good to the people. Jivaika Kodranadi. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Vibhidhu, he was renowned, known as the Sannyasi Sri Siddhanta, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. In this name, he was known to the public. Rito Gauriya Gudbannai, public and also in the Guru Parampara. Gudbannai, Guru Parampara, the lineage of Guru. Gudbanna. Annai means connection. In the connection of the list of the Guru, his name is known as Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Siddhanta Saraswati ti vidito Gauriya Gudbannai bhatu bhanu viva pravata kavane. He shown here one day like the morning sun. Prabhata Gagani, Bhanu Viva Prabhata Gagani. Just as the sun shines in the morning, so he also, here one day, he was shown like the sun in the morning. Rupanu Vipujita, as he has shown by this morning sun here in Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and worshipped by the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. Rupanu, that is the followers of Sri Chaitanya Dev, they are generally known as Rupanu. They are the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa was entrusted to distribute the real bhajan of Radha Govinda by Mahaprabhu. He was entrusted. Responsibility was given to him and his followers, Rupanugo. Worshipped by the section of Rupanugo, the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, in the Guru Parampara, he shone like the morning sun here in Chaitanya Math. In Mayapur, on the banks of the Ganges, in New Vrindavan, in the Bengal. That is the name. Gauri Gangatati Nabhaparyanabhadipi to Mayapuri. Sri Chaitanya Mathaprakashakavaru Jivaika Kadranadi. Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Tivitito Gauri Ragudbannai Bhatu Bhanu Riva Prabhata Gavane.
I have to appropriate one more verse composing three such the Prabhupada. You know, of the same category. Sri Siddhanta Harshati Tibito Gauriya Gurbannai Bhatu Bhanu Riva Prabhata Gavane Jogo Sankirtana Maya Bhar Tinning Loden.
Dragatamudhitta Jivanna, Krishna Priyamushudhabdi, Gahanur,
Radhat
Prabhumitam Bhaji. It's similar shloka that is in the Pranam Mantra, the list of obeisance to Guru Parampara I have composed. The Siddhantam, the great Vaishnava, who was known as Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in the list of Guru Parampara. Maya Bhadati Mingiru Dharagatam, his general activity was to save and to deliver those people who were driven in the ocean, as died in the ocean of Maya Bhad. Everything is Maya. Maya, all misunderstanding, and above Maya, what is unknown and unknowable, non-differentiated entity, this is Mayavad. Whatever is known comes within the jurisdiction of our subject, our thinking, that is all Maya. And beyond Maya, all the non-differentiated, non-specified things, unknown and unknowable. Never knowable and unknown. So Krishna Lila, Narayan, Gaur, all these religious conceptions, they are within the Maya, but holding the higher position in the Maya. Sattagun. Narayan, Vishnu, all this in Sattagun. Rajagun, Tamagun, Sattagun. Division. In Sattagun, all these religious conceptions. But Nirgun means the summation of all negation. No positive assertion there. This is Mayavada. The Mayavada Tiningiru, you know, which can devour the whales. In ancient India, there was a conception that in the ocean, not only the whales are the biggest fish, but there is another type which can devour even these whales. Tiningiro. Gil means swallow. Jivhava. Who can swallow the great whales also. Such being. So Mayavad, in the religious conception, this is like Tiningiro. They accept all religious conceptions. Yes, you come. This is also a particular section, but it is also Maya. And above Maya, there is Brahma. Unknown and unknowable, some conscious substance, which can never be known. You admit that, and we accept it, whether you are worshipper of Ganesha, or Shakti, or Vishnu, or Shiva, or Kali, or anyone, or Jishu, or Muhammad, doesn't matter. But ultimately, this is all different types of conceptions about religious matter. But ultimately you have to accept unknown and unknowable in the highest. This is all in this misconception area, a degree of misconception. So this is thinning, you know, the devourer of all so many worlds. Maya vāda tiningilu dharagatam uddhatta jīvān. And you've delivered them from this misconception. Vibhuja bahuja migga mukti mohānta dātri. Liberated them from this great ignorance that the highest position is summation of all negation. No real positive is there. This is negative side. Positive is there. And the positive is differentiated and specified. There is subject, object, and so many divisions for the only difference here exploitation, there dedication. What is not there in the cause, how can it come in the effect? So there is also movement. And this is the perverted reflection here in the mortal world. But originally that must be there. What is not in the cause can never come in the effect. And that is supposed to be the cause. Then this differentiation, specification, all these things must be there. That must cause must contain what we find in the effect, in any form or other.
So what is the meaning? What is the meaning of this line then? Maya vada
timingilu daragatam. We are already within the belly of the Mayavadins, of those spiritual nihilists. He took them out from their belly. Ragatan, Uddhita Jiva.
Krishna Prema Sudha.
Then, in the ocean of the divine love of Krishna, he put them and helped them to take bath and have their pastimes in that ocean of love of Krishna. The ultimate cause is love. And you can swim there in that ocean of love. And that sort of happiness you give to innumerable persons. That was captured ultimately by Mayavada. Who did this? I surrender myself in the service of his feet. Then there is another.